This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
This is the CCT Collective, playing all the hits from the past.
Hello, hello everyone. You are listening to the CCT Collective, playing all the hits from the past. And today in the studio, please welcome to George Gilkes.
Hi Connor.
Also today in the studio, please welcome to Mr. Blair Herbert.
Hello.
Also today in the studio, please welcome to myself, Connor. And also today in the studio with me, with my co-host, Stephen Marshall.
Ngā mihi nui, Connor, ata mari e, kia ora koutou, and welcome into the CCT Collective. Playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub Te Reo Irirangi Putaki o, ki o Te Poti, the radio station in Dunedin, OAR. Lovely to be with you. Another edition of the CCT Collective, of course, playing all the hits, and we've got Connor's playlist this morning, so we're excited to bring that to you. Hits from across the decades, similar to your own show, eh, Connor? Connor's Hits, which is coming up again, of course, next Wednesday, and we're a fortnightly show. What was that, Blair?
Anniversary week.
Wednesday, absolutely. Rapa.
I got my own.
Yeah, we're going to do another one of your shows, aren't we, in the weeks ahead? Absolutely. So we rotate on the CCT Collective, the playlists. We get each of the co-hosts to host their own playlist every fortnight. So, of course, Connor's show today, and we will, of course, be having a few pieces of Herbie's history. Some pieces of history that correspond with the tracks that we play you from those particular years, and of course a round of shout outs every now and then on the show. We love to give a few shout outs. We have some dedicated listeners that we like to acknowledge each morning. A beautiful day out there this morning in Otipoti, this Rapa Wednesday. We actually had to put the blinds down in the studio because we were just getting baked by that sun. Never nice to have to block it out like that, but I hope you're out there enjoying it if you can today. Anyway, less talking from me. We better get this show underway. Connor, what is the first song on your playlist this morning?
We have the Chemical Brothers, the Forever Bee, from the album Surrender. We're 1999.
Excellent. Kia mana hou. Enjoy.
G'day guys, this is Nathan Callister. You're listening to the CCT Collective, playing all the hits from the Fits.
You're listening to the CCT Collective on Otago Access Radio. We're playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub, and we have Connor's playlist today. What did we have just there, Connor? That was
Fakaz, Drive, from the album Heartbeat City, 1984.
Absolutely, and that time is Mr. George.
Okay.
It's time for
History.
The 1984 Summer Olympics, commonly known as Los Angeles 1984, were an international multi-sport event held from July the 28th to August the 12th, 1984, in Los Angeles, California, United States. Despite the field being depleted in certain sports due to a boycott, 140 national Olympic committees took part in the 1984 Games, a record number at the time. The United States won the most gold and overall medals, followed by Romania and West Germany.
All right, thank you for that, George. 1984, do you remember that Olympics, Blair?
Yes.
Los Angeles?
Yes.
Yeah, did New Zealand do all right at that one?
Yes.
I think we did. I think we were quite successful at the 84 games. Maybe eight golds is ringing a bell. Certainly it was our best Olympics at that point. And it may have since been bettered in recent years. We've had a wonderful, rich history with the Olympic Games, and the next one coming around again very soon, believe it or not. Okay, great. Thank you for that piece of Herbie's history. I think we'll wait another couple of songs before we do our first round of shout-outs. So what's coming up next on the show, Connor, on your playlist?
We hear Joe Crocker, You're So Beautiful, from the album I Can't Stand a Little Rain,
oh.
We're 1974.
Absolute beautiful track. I remember playing this at a wedding that we were playing at many years ago. We were requested to play this one, so this is an absolute beauty. Enjoy it on this lovely sunny morning in Otipoti. Kia mana hau, let's go, Connor.
You are so beautiful. So beautiful to me. Can't you see? You're everything I hope for. You're everything I need. Are so beautiful to me. Such joy and happiness you bring. Such joy and happiness you bring like a dream. A guiding light that shines in the night. Heaven's gift to me. Are so beautiful to me.
Morena, this is Syrah. You're listening to the CCT Collective, playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub, and this is Otago Access Radio on 105.4 FM and 1575 AM. Thanks!
No matter how
Otago Access Radio, the CCT Collective, playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub. What do we have there, Connor?
We're here to hear Believe from the album Believe in 1998.
Absolutely, the smash hit comeback from Cher in 1998, and that leads us to...
He's got it!
It's time for...
Heaney's History!
All right, George, what do you got for us?
The 1998 FIFA World Cup was the 16th FIFA World Cup, the Football World Championship for men's national teams. The finals tournament was held in France from the 10th of June to the 12th of July 1998. The tournament was won by host country France, who beat defending champions Brazil 3-0 in the final. France won their first title, becoming the seventh nation to win a World Cup and the sixth to win the World Cup on home soil.
All right. Thank you for that piece of history there, of course. Yeah, France winning that first World Cup of theirs, and they went on to win a couple more, I think, in the years later. A very successful football team in their own right. Okay, we better do some shout-outs. George, did you have anyone you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Well, I'd like to give a shout-out to Ash for a recap over the last 6 weeks with me on Thursday mornings. Well, Susie has been away in Germany. And I'm looking forward to seeing Susie again tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, cool. Big shout-out to Ash, our faithful team leader. And, of course, she's been... doing the hard yards with the gang in recent weeks. And, on that note, I'd love to give a shout-out to Alison too for the same. And I believe she was giving you a bit of a hand helping plan this show, Connor.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff. Okay, we have Blair with us this morning. Blair, is there anyone you would like to give a shout-out to in your neck of the woods? Anyone you'd like to say hello to?
I am now
What about the crew at the Fitzroy? Should we give them a hello?
The crew from the
Fitzroy. Who's there today?
Fitzroy.
Do you know who's there?
Cherie?
Yeah. Cherie's there, isn't she?
Yes.
And Stu and Liz and Keegan and Di and Struan and Emma. So we'll see them when we get back, eh? Hopefully Cherie's got that oven on for your lunch, kind of for your pie, eh?
Yeah.
What kind of pie you got today?
Steak and double cheese.
Whoa, food envy. That sounds pretty good. Connor, what about you? Any shout-outs for you?
Yes. I will give a shout-out to Will, Brett, Max, I hope you're listening in and have a nice Meals on Wheels run.
Yeah, good call. And also, we've got to say a big happy birthday to Will for his birthday earlier in the week. I meant to send you a message at the time, Will. So I hope you had a lovely day. Should we give him a quick happy birthday?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Will. Happy birthday to you. Hip hip.
Hip hip. Hooray.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
There you go. How about that? A live happy birthday on air. All right, we better carry on. Another round of shout outs coming up later in the show. What have we got next, Connor?
We have Olivia Newton-John, Angel of the Morning, from the album Olivia, 1972.
Marvellous. Well done. Let's hear it, Connor.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start.
Atamarie, Steve Marshall here from the Community Care Trust. This is Otago Access Radio and you're listening to the CCT Collective playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub and providing the pieces of history to match the music. Thanks for listening. Kia manaho.
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension with speed and new invention. Things like third dimension.
Yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory. So we must get down to earth at times. Relax, relieve the tension.
And no matter what the progress
or what may yet be proved,
the simple facts of life are such they cannot be removed. You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man. Same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Welcome back into the CCT Collective, playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub. What did we have there, Connor?
We have Ross Stewart, Dude with Queen, Alatafa, As the Time Goes By, from the album The Great American Songbook, Volume 2, 2003.
Absolutely.
It's time for
Hermes
History!
All right, George, what do you got?
Okay, so 2003, an earthquake struck the Kerman province of southeastern Iran at 1:56 a.m. on December the 26th, 2003. The shock had a moment magnitude of 6.6 and a maximum Mercalli intensity of 9 violent. The earthquake was particularly destructive in Bam, with the death toll amounting to at least 34,000 people and injuring up to 200,000.
Wow, the Bam earthquake of 2003, and that corresponding with the song we just had, the Rod Stewart and Queen Latifah one. All right, marvellous to have Blair in studio with us today, and of course, George. George, your playlist is coming up in a fortnight's time.
Yes, looking forward to that.
Yeah, as are we, and then we'll be having one from Blair, hopefully in the fortnight after that. And of course, Connor's hits on next week, Connor.
Yeah.
Got a playlist all ready to go?
Yeah.
Magic stuff. Well, we appreciate you doing one for us today as well on the CCT Collective. We'll be doing another round of shout-outs after the next couple of songs, so... What's next, Connor? A bit of a, looks like an Aussie special.
Yes, I'm going to play there for Herbie. He might know this one.
Ooh. What do we got?
It's Great Silver Land by Icehouse from the album Private Man from 1982.
Perfect. Let's go for it.
82. Yeah.
We'll be right back. Hello, this is Peter Mack. You're listening to Otago Access Radio, and this is the CCT Collective playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub. Rock on!
CCT Collective playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub. What was that one on your playlist, Connor?
We have Boyzone, You Needed Me, from the album By Request, 1999.
It's time for
Hermes History!
Alright, Giorgio, what do you got for us?
1982, the Thriller. Thriller is the sixth studio album by the American singer and songwriter Michael Jackson, released on November the 29th, 1982, by Epic Records. It was produced by Quincy Jones, who was previously worked with Jackson on his album Off the Wall from 1979. With the ongoing backlash against disco music at the time, he moved in a new musical direction, resulting in a mix of pop, post-disco, rock, funk, synth-pop and R&B sounds and darker themes. Jackson wanted to create an album where every song was a killer.
Absolutely. One of the greatest selling albums of all time. Do you remember that one, Blair? 1982. You would have been 20.
Yeah.
20-year-old Blair. I would have loved to hang out and listen to a bit of Thriller with you. All right, we better do another quick round of shout-outs before we start wrapping the show up. George, anyone else you'd like to give a shout-out to?
I'd like to give a shout-out to my dad, who told me that he saw you on during the weekend. And
absolutely, yeah. It was nice to see. Birthday. Nice to see Alex on the weekend, yeah. Yep. And a big shout-out to him indeed, yes. Blair, what about you? Anyone you'd like to give a shout-out to? Anyone at Dunbar House?
Yes.
Who would you like to say hello to? That's okay. Well, we do say hello to them if they are tuned in. It's lovely to have you with us on air, and we look forward to having you every week that we're on air. Connor, what about yourself? Shout-outs?
Yes, I have. I got one for Mum and Vita. I hope you are listening and to the CCD Collective of my playlist.
Oh, I'm sure they will be tuned in. Absolutely. And I know they're tuned in down at the South City Mall. The employment office has got our show on today. So again, a big shout out to Alison and Ash and any of the crew that are in there hammering out some admin this afternoon. We hope you've enjoyed the playlist. Connor's got a couple more hits for you to take us up to the top of the hour. And yeah, it's a beautiful day out there in Otipoti, Sarapa Wednesday. I hope you managed to get out and get a bit of sun on your skin in the afternoon. We're going to be heading back to the Fitzroy soon, Connor.
Yep.
That steak and double cheese pie awaits you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, well, thanks for tuning in. We've got a few more songs for you. Connor, what have we got next on the playlist today?
We've got Blondie Called Me. Oh, wow. From the album American Uglo 1980.
Excellent stuff. Blondie, what a smash hit. Kia manaha, enjoy.
Peace. angels who kisses your arms open wide. This fever for you was just burning me up inside. I drove all
Hi, this is Ben Wallinson from the CCT Collective. You listen to our Target Access Radio, playing all the hits from the Fits.
Wild men say only fools rushing, and I am here falling in love with you.
Today, Irirangi Putaki, Putaka Ki Oti Poti, CCT Collective playing all the hits from the Fitzroy Hub. We are wrapping up today's playlist by Connor. What is the last song our listeners are going to hear today, Connor?
Of the 90s.
Yeah, what are they going to hear? What's our last song?
Space Hog, In the Meantime, from the album Space Hog by 1994.
Awesome stuff. We'll see you in a fortnight back on the CCT Collective with George's playlist. Ka kite.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.